Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tom Lundstedt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ken Frailing. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Frailing. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frailing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally fires to first and picks off Harris. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Monday goes all the way around to score. Morales moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foote for a passed ball. Morales moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Foote to Foley, and Williams is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Lundstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundstedt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAnally for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Frailing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frailing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Foote reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 1 in the game. McAnally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger is hit by the pitch. Tom Lundstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundstedt is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundstedt hits a fly ball towards left. Bailey settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bailey. Kessinger moves to second. Ken Frehling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frehling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frehling bunts towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Lundstedt moves to second. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt has Kessinger trapped. There's the throw to Foote and back to Foley, who tags Kessinger for the out. Lundstedt moves to third. Harris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0. Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. John Montague now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Tom Lundstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundstedt is 0-for-2 in the game. Lundstedt takes first base on ball 4. Ken Frehling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frehling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frehling bunts towards the mound. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Lundstedt moves to second. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball towards center. Davis catches it and throws to Foley, who relays to Cox to double up Frehling. Kessinger tags and scores. Lundstedt tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Don DeMola now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Ron Woods pinch hits for Don DeMola. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball towards center. Davis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davis. Morales moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Williams reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Lundstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundstedt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lundstedt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Frayling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frayling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Frayling strikes out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Foley takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Terry Humphrey pinch hits for Tom Walker. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cox scores. Foley moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. Foley moves to third. Humphrey moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foley scores. Humphrey moves to third. Hunt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Davis reaches second base with a double. Humphrey scores. Hunt scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ray Burris now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.